From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Happy Thanksgiving from me and my co-host, Madeline, even though she's away today cooking with family and friends. We have been in our own radio kitchen preparing something special for the day. Several conversations about family gatherings. We'll talk with an actress and writer whose families, and she's got several, are the source of both stories and sympathy. Star Wars heartthrob Carrie Fisher. First, today's news, and we'll start in the Middle East. In Baghdad today, the government imposed an indefinite curfew after several car bombs and mortar attacks killed more than 150 people. The attacks came in Sadr City. That's a Shiite neighborhood that's loyal to the political leader and cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, and many of his followers reportedly rushed into the streets cursing Sunni Muslims, who they blame for the attacks. In Lebanon today, there was a funeral and a massive demonstration for a political leader assassinated 2 days ago. The casket of Pierre Jamail, a Christian government minister, was carried through the streets of Beirut, where police estimated the crowds at 800,000. The Washington Post's Anthony Shadid is in Beirut. Anthony, tell us what happened.
It was probably the largest protest in Beirut, in the Lebanese capital, since March 14th. Now, March 14th was the culmination of a series of protests that followed the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri. Those protests helped in part force the evacuation of Syrian troops from Lebanon after a 29-year military presence. Today's protest was, in a way, trying to reinvigorate that movement. There's a crisis going on in the country. It's one of the most pronounced crises in the country in a generation. And both sides have squared off in a way. And this was, in some respects, another step, another turning point in that crisis, in the sense that it marked the mobilization of some of the forces that are aligned against Hezbollah and its allies in the country.
Well, you mentioned the forced push-out of Syrian troops. A lot of people blame the Syrians quite directly for involvement in the assassination of Pierre Jamail. But there were pro-Syrian leaders at this funeral as well today, weren't there?
There was one, Nabih Berri, who is the powerful parliament speaker. And Lebanese politics can be very intricate, but he, in a way, is kind of an interesting figure to watch because in some ways it will be up to him to decide where this crisis goes. His presence was surprising to some. He wasn't expected to be there. He didn't speak, but his presence did kind of, again, lead to the speculation over what step is next. There's not a lot of common ground in this crisis right now. There's, on one side, Hezbollah and its allies, including some Christians who are calling for the government to resign, basically. On the other side is the government and its allies who are pressing ahead on an international court that, to put it lightly, frightens the Syrian government. There's not a lot of intersection between those 2 points right now. And in a way, today's funeral slash protest kind of escalated the stakes a little bit. It was the first time that either side had gone into the streets since this crisis erupted earlier in November.
Anthony, I've also read in Newswire reports that the leader of the Maronite Church, Cardinal Nasrallah Safir, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, that he came down from his mountain retreat to lead this service. What is the significance of that?
You're right. Safir does not leave his mountain redoubt very often, and his presence, again, was one of the kind of surprising aspects of the events today. I think it underlines in some ways the concern that a lot of Lebanese feel about where this crisis is headed. You know, as I said, there's not a sense out there right now of how this crisis is resolved, yet there seems to be escalation after escalation. You know, on one hand, people are calling for restraint. On the other hand, they aren't leaving a lot of room for negotiation or compromise. And, you know, I think given that almost electric atmosphere, you're seeing pretty much everyone in the country invested in what happens next. You know, today's funeral was a funeral in some ways. It was a funeral for a young minister who was an up-and-coming leader of one of the most prominent families here. But it went far beyond that. It became a political rally, a political statement, in a way, over what's ahead. And I think that's what's probably most remarkable about it, what will be remembered about it, is that this was, in some ways, an attempt by one group in Lebanon to energize its ranks, to mobilize its forces for a confrontation that doesn't show signs of ending anytime soon.
The Washington Post's Anthony Shadid in Beirut, Lebanon. Anthony, thank you.
My pleasure.